Hello and welcome to episode 40 of Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. The team are all here for the final time for a fortnight because I'm off on holiday.
Much to enter and Gary's disgust, the podcast will be placed on mute for 2 weeks.
It's your favourite bit, isn't it?
I love the podcast. The podcast with McCulley. I think
it doesn't make sense though because McCulley, it's Robin Galloway it, takes don't on let a him.
I want to do a separate podcast then.
You can
McCulley
do that.
Takes on a podcast.
He will try and walk you down podcast avenue.
Don't. Gary and McCulley.
Say no.
Yeah.
Gary McCulley's
no McCulley.
Proper.
Down, boy.
Proper podcast.
Rub his nose and he pisses in the carpet.
That's a shame.
Is there a risk of that happening? I didn't know he was going to do that.
Well, you'll find out.
He gets a little bit overexcited sometimes.
He's one of those dogs that gets excited and pees himself.
He humps Alana's leg and wets himself.
Yeah. I saw a video at the weekend of a dog.
McCulley!
I saw a video at the weekend.
Didn't realise they filmed that.
A dog has a neurological issue where when it gets excited, it collapses. So it sees another dog, it runs and just falls face first at the ground.
Oh, no.
The vets have said there's no issues, it's not damaging him. He doesn't get injured when it happens. It's just a bit of fun that happens to him. So this dog just falls on the ground.
That would be quite funny if you could have that condition in turn, Gary, and then whenever you find something really funny on the show, you could just collapse.
That would be the best.
That'd be good.
He's just his chair going. Yeah.
It'd be a very technical term here, what we call the out.
That's right.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Ha ha ha. As my head hits the table.
Yeah, that's why it's called the boom moment. That's what they call it. Where's the boom moment?
There's your boom.
What's coming up on Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast? Have you included the bit with me being massaged by you and me making some very nice sounds?
So disturbing.
Yeah, you have your massage gun because you had a sore back.
You know he bruised me?
I did.
I've got bruised blood.
I went a wee bit
too deep.
Not that rough.
I was coming at him from behind.
But you were.
I've just gone a bit too deep.
Okay, let's keep it for the podcast.
It went all the details. There's three speeds and went to three.
Is it time to start the podcast, guys?
I'm just describing what's coming up. Fanny of the Week this week as well.
Yep, and a thermometer up the bum. We spoke about that. A lot of bum stuff in the podcast this week.
Well, it makes a change from farty jokes, doesn't it?
That's true. It's a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
Moving to the 14, 15 year old scale rather than the 5.
We finally learned about the bottom and that things can go in it as well as
combined IQ of 3 on this show.
From fart to arse.
That's a good book. As to the digestive system. From bowels to brains. A journey of the digestive system.
No wonder your breath like that.
That's where you get the term shit for brains from.
Alana, hit that fucking button, will you? Intern Gary, you can follow Intern Gary on Instagram, by the way. I'm just having a look at
interngary.com.
No, it's not. It's because he's got his real name.
My real name there, yeah.
Oh, come on. It should be Intern Gary.
It's
you
not
need to
the
get
best
that changed.
Name.
I made this when I was like 14. Oh, I didn't know it was going to be Intern Gary at this point.
It's not the best name for radio, let's be honest. And here's his latest post. And he said, league is won. Promotion is done. And you may be thinking, what is this? Is he a Celtic fan? No, he's a Burnley fan. They're an English team. And you're a season ticket holder. I know that.
Yeah. No, my dad's a season ticket holder as well with me.
Oh,
you got one yesterday.
It's weird. So, but this bit at the end.
Nay toi doots.
Nay toi doots.
Yep.
What does
that's
that
not Burnley speak.
It's not.
It's Scottish.
Yeah. It's in reference to, you know, the, oh, jeez, peeps, man.
Ah, no.
They are both commentators. They've been hitting out some great lines.
The best line was that when the ball hit the post.
Oh, he's hit the beans on toast.
He's hit the beans on toast. That's one of the greatest lines ever.
But you realise that these are Scottish phrases that your Burnley teammates would have no idea what you're talking
you've
about.
You've copied at Burnley Official in.
Oh, I've not copied them in, I just shared their little post.
Well, I know, but they know, they can see it.
Yes.
They won't let you in because they'll know that you're Scottish.
There's loads of Scottish people that travel down for the games.
That's there.
He says he was down last week and he went to get a pie at half time. And he said the girl just kind of looked at him because he's like going, I can hear a pipe, please. She's like, do you want brown sauce for that? They must think, what the hell is this Scottish guy doing here?
So it depends what I'm doing. When I'm getting a pie and I'm just myself, I put on
a really thick Scottish accent.
When I'm in the crowd and I'm joining in, it's...
I always do that if I have to visit England for anything.
I like doing that to see how far you can get before someone notices that you're not actually
brilliant.
That accent.
It's the best. And try and take Scottish notes with you.
Yeah, but do people even use cash anymore?
What is the point in cash?
Yeah, we don't need it.
Forget it. Unless you're a dodgy takeaway that only takes cash.
Yeah, that's always... it's cash only... No, it's not because we're doing anything illegal.
Oh, sorry, the card machine's broken. No, it's not.
It's been broken for 2 years. It's convenient.
A quick one here from Clean Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Good morning, guys. Hello. Hope you're all well.
Yeah.
There's loads and loads and loads of shops I've been to where they say cash only.
But they're always the best tasting ones, aren't they?
What?
See, if you've got a takeaway that's cash only, guarantee that's the best tasting one ever.
Oh, do you think?
It's the same as like a burger van. See, if you've got a burger van that's a fancy one, it's going to be all right. See, if you've got a burger van where it's like someone standing there, they're halfway through a cigarette, you know, they're drinking.
It's the cigarette ash that makes the burger taste so much better.
And they're going, you want onions on that as well, mate? They are the best tasting burger vans you'll ever get.
It's the dodgy people make the best food.
Yeah, put 100%. Extra ash on your chips and cheese.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, season two.
Season two.
Who renewed this pish?
Pure Radio.
SB from India is concerned at the plight of intern Gary, which of course has had a knock-on effect on Alana, because Alana's got a very weak immune system. She's just told us intern Gary's not feeling very good. And intern Gary, this is what SB from India is saying.
Okay.
When I was new to a job, I used to deliberately pretend to be sick one day every month.
That's not what I'm doing. Just put that out
there. Plus, is it a good idea when you just start a job to pretend to be sick? Is that not best doing when you're about to leave a job because you don't care anymore?
You would think so.
Surely you want to make a good impression.
If anybody here at Pure Radio starts to copy that trait, they will be leaving Pure Radio.
How will you be able to tell?
I just will. You know me. Old school.
Look at
you're
not sick.
Ill are you?
Get out the thermometer. And if they're willing to use the thermometer.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I'll be sticking that thermometer. Yes. You ever taken your dog to the vet?
Well, that's inappropriate.
That's the best place for it. You get the best at reading.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely.
Alana.
We can do that on the show.
Not put a part of this. You and intern Gary can do that until your hearts are content.
Who's got the highest thermometer? Sorry, the highest temperature. The highest thermometer.
How high can you get it? Well, that's impressive. You're right up there.
That's why you're loved. Keep on lifting me higher, higher and
lower.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful. Cost a lot of money, that jingle there on Pure Radio Scotland. Time now to play the higher lower game. It's all about airlines and who has the most planes. And this will be a little bit of an eye opener for you, I think. So are you ready to play?
Yes, let's go.
Here we go. So American Airlines, they have 956 aircraft, right? But does Delta have more or less planes than American Airlines? Are you going higher or lower? What do you think?
Delta, like I said, I am not big on airplane knowledge. I recognise Delta more than I recognise American airplanes. I'm going to go for Delta have more, so Delta are higher.
Okay, and intern Gary, the plane spotter.
Yeah, I'm going to say American Airlines have more.
Okay,
American Airlines has more.
A differing of opinion there.
Yeah.
So American Airlines, 956. Delta Airlines have 879.
More.
So it's a for you, Alana, and a for you, intern Gary. Turkish Airlines, they've got 350 aircraft, but does Ryanair
higher.
Have more or less
Ryanair
aircraft?
Must be higher.
Yeah, Ryanair's, I think
surely.
It's around about the 500 Ryanair have.
They fly everywhere.
Like I said,
I'm going to say higher.
Like I said, they've got 500 and something of the 737s, I believe, and then two of a different aircraft. I can't remember the name of.
I can tell you, both of you are absolutely correct to go higher. 527. And not only that, but in the world's airlines, they are fifth in the world, Ryanair.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Huge. Shout out to Ryanair.
Isn't that massive?
Nice.
Nobody's ever said that before, Alana. Shout out to Ryanair. EasyJet. EasyJet has 317 aircraft. But does Emirates have more or less than EasyJet?
Hmm.
More or less?
Are
EasyJet
Emirates,
317.
Emirates, I would say Emirates are higher.
I think Emirates have so many A380s and 777s that carry more passengers, so realistically they probably need less airlines
quality
to travel
over
more.
Quantity
you
as
think?
Well.
But I don't think so, because Emirates are massive, and I mean massive.
I think you're higher then.
Yeah,
so Emirates
higher.
Are higher.
Emirates
yeah,
are higher.
Both of you going higher?
Yeah.
Both of you are...
Whoa.
Wrong. EasyJet 317, Emirates 271.
Oh, well,
that's it.
So
you were absolutely right in your thinking, but you gave the wrong answer.
You've got the bigger planes.
Yeah. Emirates has 271 aircraft, but does United Airlines have more or less than Emirates?
I think United Airlines are
United
and Delta are around about the same size, I think.
Are they?
But I think United have a bit less than Delta.
Okay.
But I think they're going to have more than Emirates.
Okay.
So you're going more than Emirates.
I'm going to say more for
I'll
United.
I'll go for a higher as well then.
More than Emirates.
Yeah.
Okay, both of you are... Correct.
Yeah,
they have 765 planes.
Wow.
And final one, United Airlines, 765 aircraft. But does British Airways have more or less than United Airlines? British Airways.
Now, what I will say, you've got to think, British Airlines have so many internal flights.
They
you do. British Airlines flights from Glasgow to Bristol.
Yeah. I mean, and it's British
but
Airways.
How many was it, 700 and something? I'm going to say lower.
You're going lower?
I think so.
Again, British Airways have some big A380s and 777s as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've also got the A319s and
higher
stuff.
Or lower? More or less, what do you think?
I'm going to say British Airways are lower, and I think they're lower by not much. I'd say
lower.
About 500-600 they'll have.
Okay, so both lower?
Yeah.
Both going
go
lower?
For it.
Both correct to go lower. They've only got 267
oh, wow.
planes.
Again, a lot of them are big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was today's higher lower. You like that more than you thought you were going to like it.
Yeah, I would like a higher or lower personalised towards my taste next week.
Oh, well, what would
what
it be then?
Taste?
Cheese boards.
Cheese
what?
Boards.
Do it on cheese.
We could do it on cheese.
I would like that.
What would it be popular brand?
How much?
Yeah,
how much is produced?
Did they sell? How much is produced? That'd
right.
be fun.
Okay. All right, so the next one we do, it'll be higher or lower cheese edition.
Yes.
Okay. Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Yes, it's still going. You're the one listening. No, me. I'm just pre-recorded. Pre-recorded. Recorded. Pre-recorded.
Pure Video.
Didn't tell you that too much gardening, extreme gardening over the bank holiday weekend, and my back's gone out.
Yep.
It's
You're
crazy.
Just getting a bit overexcited.
Crazy.
Too much gardening.
Crazy
is not
gardening.
Good.
So you've already scarified what was on the agenda this weekend.
Oh, then
gardening.
I had to cut and reseed. You see, so you overseed.
And then he put a camera on his beehive.
I did actually, yes.
Sounds rude actually, doesn't it? You put a camera on your beehive.
Let's have a look.
Because you put a video in the chat yesterday.
The bees. It's not the bees, or the birds. Sorry, I never found out the difference between the birds and the bees. Just some chirping.
Is that, be honest?
Be honest.
Have
oh,
you
yes.
put a camera
you
there
that, yeah?
because you're going on holiday?
Yes. That's
the real reason.
And you want to make sure that whoever you've got looking after the bees is actually looking after the bees and not just going, yeah, all good.
Nobody's looking after the bees. They are on their own.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'll be going
well,
in.
You would have sent someone round.
No, I'll be, well, who?
Your son?
You can't just like get, yeah. nah.
Would you not do it? No.
No.
And Turn Gary would do it.
You might get stung.
Yeah, you know. I've got a cold. I might give it to the bees.
Oh, yeah, you can't be doing that.
The last time my son was, I gave him a veil to put on and he thought one of them had got into the veil, which it hadn't. So he was running around the garden because he could hear this buzzing. So, nah, he's sacked.
That would be me.
He's not doing that at all. And that's the worst thing to do.
Is run around.
Yeah, just stand still.
Agitates them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's difficult to do, isn't it?
You just got to do it.
You're that's not scared like, of bees, but
no,
worried about them.
And don't show them that you're scared.
What, do you have to be strong?
Yes.
Shout at them.
You're supposed to be a tree. You just stand still. Don't move.
You're describing this as like a bear attack. Like a bee and a bear are completely different people, things.
Well, sometimes bears attack bees. Did you know that?
I thought
in Canada?
It was the other way around.
No.
Have you not seen Winnie the Pooh?
Love Honey.
Yeah.
What?
Love Honey.
Yeah.
That's something different.
What?
Love Honey.
What?
No. You said
bears love honey.
Yes, they do, and they go for the nest in the
That's
trees.
Right. What are you laughing at?
Because intern Gary's talking about clearly you don't know what love honey is.
Well, I think I do, but I wasn't prepared to go down that road.
No,
why do you know what love honey is?
Okay, let's just draw a line under love honey.
Funny time.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Good morning, Robin Galloway at Pure Radio. Hi,
good
Jackie.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. I believe you have a Fanny of the Week nomination.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Now, who might that person be?
That would be my husband, Stuart.
Ah, now how is Stuart? Motorbike fan, I believe.
He is a very good motorbike fan, yes.
Well, he's not that good. From what I think you're about to tell us. So tell us the story, what happened?
Well, he ran out of petrol on the way home, and he wasn't that far away, so he thought, I'll just push it up the road. So as he was going up, he didn't realise how heavy his bike was. Sweat was pouring off him, he was exhausted.
Oh, no.
And it turned out that when he put his helmet onto his bike, he put it on the brake. And he was jamming the brakes. He was actually pushing it up the road on the brake.
On the brake.
That would be very, very heavy. He must be strong.
Well, he wasn't when he was finished. So.
That's just making your life so much harder in an already hard situation.
It really is. Yeah.
He's now got quads like Dolph Lundgren after that. Well, look, we need to speak to him to award him his Pure Fanny of the Week mug. So we have a number here that we're going to call him. I think intern Gary's going to get him on the other line.
Will he be upset? Will he still be your husband after we make this call, Jackie?
We'll be talking divorce, yeah.
I don't think he'd expect anything less, to be honest.
He deserves it. He's earned it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, Stuart.
Yeah.
Hi, Stuart. Robin Galloway at Pure Radio here. How are you, Stuart?
I'm all right.
That's good. I've got intern Gary and also Alana.
Hello.
And another voice you might recognise, that of Jackie, your wife.
Okay. Hi, honey.
She says, hi, honey. Hi, honey. She's buttering you up for something. Now, any idea why we might be calling you, Stuart?
Absolutely no idea.
No idea at all. Okay. Well, let me take your mind back to that time that you ran out of fuel on your motorbike.
Oh, seriously?
You must have known it was coming, Stuart. Come on.
And you were pushing it uphill with the brake on.
Oh, there's no need for this.
There's every single need, Stuart.
Well, listen, you've been nominated as this week's Pure Fanny of the Week.
That probably shoots me down to a tee.
Well, yes. Now, what you get for this, of course, a brilliant accolade. You get your very own Pure Fanny of the Week mug. But first of all, of course, we have to run the story through the Pure Fannyometer.
I think this one might crack. I've got a good feeling about
it. So here we go. We're putting this in now. Let's see if Stuart's this week's Pure Fanny of the Week.
Can he do it?
Up it goes. Looking good, Stuart.
Fanny time.
Yes! Well done, sir. I thought it was just going to run out of fuel at the end there, but it went all the way to the top.
Like your bike.
So one more thing to do, Stuart. You have to say those words.
I'm a pure fanny.
Yay!
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast.
Pure Radio.
You're listening to Robin Galloway Takes on the Podcast, episode 40. Alana's here and intern Gary's here as well. Normally we have a bit in the middle that intern Gary's preparing, but he's fucking not done anything.
No, hold on. I had a plan, but I didn't. I'd still had to plan it.
Well, you fucking
so this not
plan.
Ready then?
No, I had to plan it, so I didn't have any questions.
Just because you planned to plan, didn't plan, doesn't mean you've planned.
I was going to ask you some fun would you rather questions. Or just some fun questions.
That. We're over that,
No, but like some more.
Fail to prepare to fail.
Poor preparation. No, proper preparation.
I couldn't even prepare that. Well,
we've got a little bit we want to replay, actually, that we loved in
it's
the show.
One of the highlights of the show this week, and it's the Bin Larry boys. So there's Bin Larry Gary. Bin Larry Gary sent in a message the other day where he was singing to an ABBA song. McCully from The Drive Show got hold of this, and he has created a masterpiece.
Thank you for the music and all the banter. What a loving life, it's one big cancer. What kind of love without you, the team at Pure Radio? Oh, what a show.
Marvelous.
Thank you, guys. Hey, great day and teasers.
I like that the
fabulous
bit at the end's almost auto-tuned as well. It sounds like he's going to start getting into like a Bollywood song.
You're saying that was auto-tuned? That's his voice, surely.
No, that's auto-tuned, believe it or not.
Great work, McCully.
Gotta give him a little mention.
Pure Radio.
Was going to take the credit, but I didn't think that would be fair.
You should just have said.
I know, I should have.
Does he listen to the podcast?
Let's start again. It wasn't anything to do with McCully. It was me that made that.
So we just come off the back of that. Great work, Alana.
Yeah. You're welcome. Welcome, guys. Thanks very much.
And now here's the rest of the podcast.
Yes.
I'm reading a story here about a man who's found the world's biggest spider with huge egg sack in his pack of bananas he bought at the supermarket.
How does he know it's the world's biggest spider?
Well, have you seen the size of it?
I know, but
it's
surely
the size of his hand.
They've not measured all the spiders in the world. Did he measure
That's
it?
That's true.
How can you come out and say this is the world's biggest spider?
Well, I think it's the biggest one that's been found in Bolton or wherever the hell he lives. This guy.
That sounds terrific. That would put you off bananas.
It's got that egg sack at the bottom as well. So it means it's a female and there'll be more to come.
Oh.
His house is going to be overtaken by spiders.
I have actually recently became scared of bananas. Purely.
What?
Hold on.
That's not where I was expecting.
He bought a pack of spiders, found the world's biggest banana in it.
But so, you were going to say spiders there.
I've been scared of bananas because of the spiders. Because I feel like you always see reports of people finding these massive
But
spiders.
Not really in the UK.
Well, yeah, this guy's
well,
in the UK.
This guy, yeah.
That's a one-off.
So when I'm in the local shops and I walk past, you know, they've got the big like stacks of the boxes of bananas they haven't put out yet.
Oh, you
I
never know what's going to be in there.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it. What and these spiders can jump. What if it just jumps onto me while I'm trying
jumping
to get my
jumping spiders.
Yeah, so I've now had a fear of boxes of bananas when
would
I walk past in the
shops. Would you not eat a banana then? Because we have bananas.
Yeah, I'd eat a banana, but as long as I could see that there was no spiders in the bunch.
This guy's called Craig, by the way. And he says, initially, I was just in shock. I stumbled backwards and lost my balance.
Sorry, have you seen the headline? Banana!
It's pretty good. He grew more appalled when he noticed the scary and evil-looking beast carrying its egg sack, which contained...
Can he stop saying egg sack? It's a disgusting word.
The egg sack, sorry, said it again. It contained 200 baby spiders.
Ooh.
That's it. That's
what
a plague.
What would happen if that burst? Would they all run out, or is it not like that?
I don't know.
No, it's eggs. They're not hatched
yet. Just think that this guy's been a little bit dramatic,
hasn't he? Do spiders sit on the eggs? I don't think so.
There's a photo.
Ooh!
Yeah,
that is one big
massive,
spider.
Isn't it?
See, if you find that in your bananas,
yeah,
after you come back,
surely you're getting
shops.
A refund. Take that back to Morrison's.
That's why they call bananas, because people find spiders and they go absolutely bananas.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season two.
Hello to Lord Ivor Mowat, who's up and with us this morning on Pure Radio. Says hi, Robin and Alana, and full time Gary.
Don't know about that.
My Frosties are back on the shelf in Tesco in Thurso.
Fantastic.
He's been looking forward to this moment for such a long time.
That took a while, to be fair.
Yeah.
They were gone for a good week and a half, 2 weeks, yeah. I think.
I've never met anyone who's more obsessed with Frosties in my life.
Well, he's obsessed with Frosties like intern Gary is with Cocoa Pops, let's
are
be honest.
Frosties, Kellogg's.
Yes, they are.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. I was at the Kellogg's, well, I wasn't at it, but I drove past the Kellogg's
factory
over the weekend.
You had a little break in Manchester.
Yes. Me and my girlfriend went down to Manchester and we're on the bus and we saw the big Kellogg's.
Did you go on
factory.
A tour?
No, we're just in the bus going into. Staying towards the Trafford Centre and we're going into the middle of town.
Right.
And we saw the Kellogg's factory.
Can you go for a tour around the Kellogg's factory?
You probably can.
You know, I wish we'd checked, but I didn't check at the time.
Oh, you would have loved that. That
I
would have been
would
your dream.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
And this is where we make the Cocoa Pops. Yeah. That's how they all talk there.
This is Sandra. She's probably made all your
yeah,
Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, that's right. Been here for 40 years.
Yeah.
Do you imagine intern Gary coming in today with his little Cocoa Pop hat on?
Yeah.
T-shirt.
A T-shirt, the badge.
Teddy, guess what I was at the weekend?
A little vest.
Yes.
A Cocoa Pops vest top.
And at the end of the tour, Sandra gives you a very small pack, you know, like a variety pack of Cocoa Pops. You get
the
them
best
in.
Ones.
That's right.
Just open up the bag and put the milk in, don't you, Paul?
Yeah, amazing. Just to let you know, you can tell that other bloke in Thurso that unfortunately... We don't like putting the Frosties up there.
Right.
That's the reason that there's never any...
The defrost in the way there.
Just rereading that message, actually. He says, tell intern Gary, sorry, full-term Gary, my Frosties are back on the shelf. Is that his own box? That's the reason he can't get in. He's putting his own Frosties back on the shelf. That's
well,
not
that
the way it works.
Illegal.
I just got these Frosties and they seem to have been tampered with. There's half the pack missing. Oh, hang on a sec. It's really painful on my back. Just
is your back still sore?
Yeah, it's really bad.
This is not good.
Well, in fact, I've brought something in.
Oh.
This is a present from my daughter. I'm going to turn it on. This is one of those back massagers.
Oh, they're okay. Good.
Have you had these before?
I've got one.
What's it
yeah.
like on the microphone?
I don't know if I've massaged it on the microphone.
Oh, it
sounds like a cat.
It sounds like I'm doing a travel report.
Well, things are pretty bad up here today. I'm just over the MA just now. It's tailed back for 4 miles.
You sound like you're on a helicopter.
Yeah, it's quite good, yeah. Hello there, Alana.
I don't think this is the intention that your daughter bought you this for.
No, it's definitely not. What I was going to suggest was, because it's my back, maybe you could come round and just hold it like that.
I think intern Gary could do that.
That could be my job for the day, just hold
the definitely helps. It's a good thing.
Are you going to do this all throughout the show?
Well, I might do, yeah. That's only the first bit.
That's good. Does
so
it
it's
go
got
higher?
Three settings,
because
yeah.
they go mental, don't they?
It's got one. Oh, hang on. So that's first setting there. Uh-huh. Second one.
Here they go, look at that.
See? And then third.
Who wants a back massage that rapid?
That's mad, isn't it?
Put it on the table.
Should we phone the IT department and say, guys, I don't know what's wrong, but this is really bad humming noise.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast season two. If this gets a third season, I'm off.
Pure Radio.
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
Out we go then to the Pure Radio cooking area on the balcony. We are definitely outside because, of course, DC Thompson, the own Pure Radio Health and Safety, are always asking us to make sure we're outside. We're outside, aren't we, Ozagal Rebecca?
We are outside on okay. the balcony.
Let's
it's
hear a little
nice
bit
day.
Of the outside ambience.
Oh, ambience. The ambience.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, that's nice.
What's in the Subway again?
It's a meatball marinara. Cheese and toasted.
Yeah, you're not looking forward to this.
This is going to be disgusting.
Well, do you remember we did a lasagna sandwich when we became Pure Radio Italy?
Yeah.
For the Euros when they played England and we were back in Italy and we deep fried. And that was a very, very successful deep fry.
That was in a ciabatta, wasn't it?
It was.
That was delicious. Yes, okay. Was.
Just describe the batter just now. That's.
It's quite thick.
Can we drop it in now?
We are. We're going to push in 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
To the deep fat fryer.
Are you just going to plop it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. There it goes. It's in.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
It sounds amazing.
Gary's run off to get some tongs.
Does it look okay though?
It actually does look good. It just looks like a giant.
So it hasn't disintegrated yet.
Log.
All right. So this is an actual. So if you go in and that's maybe the favourite thing. Well, hang on. What?
This is looking really fantastic. Nice.
Yeah, it's radio, intern Gary. You're making hand gestures.
I think this is going to take quite a while because it's quite big, isn't it? And it's just...
Yeah, the batter's still very white. It's very pale. It's not going golden yet, but okay. It's holding.
It does look nice.
It ain't golden, but it's holding. Okay, deep frying meatball marinara. It's a Subway, a 6-inch sub. We'll be cutting it open, marking out of 10 very soon on Pure Radio. Best of luck, guys. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, yeah. That is pretty good.
You can see the layers of the meatballs.
Get a little picture of that before you eat it. That's very good.
Don't get my face in the background. Here you go. Hold it like this.
Yeah. That's excellent.
I think we'll sell this idea to Subway.
Yeah, this looks good. But is it going to taste good? That's the thing. Oh, he's in.
Bit soft.
Hmm. Oh, something's crunching.
The sauce is a wee bit cold in the middle.
Oh, damn.
But... Everything else is perfect. Right. It tastes like a meatball sub.
Okay. I mean, it's been cooked already, so you're not going to die.
I'm going to eat all this.
You're going to eat all this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You can have mine as well. I don't know how to bite it so it doesn't, you know, you squirt out the side of it.
Yeah, you don't want to get that sauce all over you.
Oh, see?
Mm. Not much of a crunch. Oh, you're not liking that, I can tell.
Well, it's cold, Gary.
Oh. Meatball's cold in the middle.
Oh, that's not good.
It just tastes like a cold... floppy sandwich. I wouldn't eat that.
No.
No.
Okay. What would you give it a 10?
What would you give that
I'd
a 10?
I'd give that like a 4.
A 4? Oh, well, very low.
I'm going to give it an 8. Okay. It was good.
It looks good, but it didn't taste cold. Like, you 8, yeah?
Yeah, because it was nice. It tastes like a meatball sub. It's just the meatball was a bit cold in the middle.
Okay, make up your own mind. Pictures and videos up at Pure Radio Scott very soon. That was Deep Fat Friday Meatball Marinara from Subway. Jim in Netherley is with us always. Hi, Jim. And he says, I understand that you are deep frying a Subway tomorrow. We are deep frying a meatball marinara. And he says, if deep frying a Subway, I'd go West Street as it's one of the smaller ones.
That was good.
There you are. That's a joke there about the Subway, the underground rail system in Glasgow.
I like the smell of undergrounds.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I see that sort of
smell like museums,
like dusty train smell.
Sometimes when you're waiting for the tube in London and you see the rats scurrying around.
Never seen a rat when I've been waiting for the tube.
Seriously?
No. People look out on the tracks. Yeah,
really?
I saw them in New York.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to New York?
I've done the Subway in New York.
The rats in New York are huge.
Oh,
they're like little cats.
Is that your rat impression there?
It was, yeah.
And Sir Gary's quite good at animal impressions. Have you heard his bird?
My bird impression.
The bird was quite good.
You caught
us one day when I thought there was a real bird outside. It's not bad. That's very good. And the rat again. That's good. He's doing the teeth.
The seal wasn't very good yesterday.
That's terrible.
It was actually supposed to be a dolphin.
That's what it was.
Alana's dolphin was better than your seal.
What was your dolphin again? It was like...
They make like a little kind of... Yeah. It's very good.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm communicating with dolphins. They're all listening. They love us.
Dolphin man.
Dolphin boy.
Just sounds like a fart now.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. Robin Galloway takes on a... you know what it is. You chose to listen. Why am I here? Sky News. They've just flashed this up. UK economy. What's the next bit? Don't look at your phone.
In
UK economy.
Is destroyed.
Flatlines. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's flatlined. That means it's dead.
Gosh, it's so depressing, isn't it?
How can the economy flatline? Does that mean we're not making or losing money?
No GDP growth in February.
That's at least it didn't go down.
I did hear this morning on the news that apparently today is the day to buy milk because Tesco are selling it cheaper than they've sold it in at least a year or so because they've managed to get it cheaper.
Well, I thought you were telling us to stockpile it because it's going up.
I wouldn't stockpile it because it'll probably go
about 37 flagons of the stuff
and now
that went
all gone off
by the week. Skim milk lasts forever.
Yeah, it does.
They've got a long sell-by date on it.
It's not bad.
Does it?
Yeah.
Skimmed milk?
Skim milk.
Not semi-skimmed? Or
No, the stuff that is like water.
Oh, the red stuff?
Yeah, well, red top.
The reason that lasts for so long is because no one wants to drink it.
and there's no fat in it.
If I see someone drinking red milk,
yeah,
I worry.
I do judge people on the colour of milk that they drink, to
be fair. Oh, do you really?
There's one correct answer, and that's green.
Yeah, I'm
anything
a
other
green,
than green.
Green girl myself.
So green is semi, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't mind blue. I do find it a little bit odd, but red... No trust there at all.
Blue's like drinking cream.
Yeah.
It's too thick.
Do you think with the old firm, do you think that, you know, green, just no chance of Ranger support would have that?
Do you think? Do people walk in and go, ah, no, having any of that green stuff?
Yeah.
I think there will be people out there that would do that.
That's why the Rangers fans have all got heart conditions.
Yeah.
Because they have the blue milk.
They only have blue stuff.
But up in Aberdeen, they're very healthy.
Very healthy.
Oh, they love the red.
They live longer. That's right. Come on, you Reds. Oh, you like the football? No, I'm just speaking the milkman.
Pure Radio.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. The classic. Classic wind-up.
Hello?
Mr. Milne.
Hi.
Ah, Mr. Milne there. Glad I've caught you. How are you? Mr. Milne, it's Motors here about a problem that we seem to have with you. Now, your car was recently in, had some work done. And then there was some to-ing and fro-ing with it. To cut a long story short, we still owe some money.
I owe you money?
Yes, it comes to £52.60.
£52.60 for what?
Right, well, there's some extras on there that we'd inflated the tyres and we'd done a wash wax. And there was a problem with the windscreen wipers, which we, I think, refunded you for. But we've since found out that we don't have a refund policy here, so we would need to get that money back from you.
Who are you?
Well, I've been appointed by the motor company to get this money back, so we're sheriff's officers.
Right. I'll tell you what I'll do with you, pal, eh? I'm going to phone you and I'll tell them what I think of this phone call. Asshole.
Well, you've already upset our receptionist, who still signed off by telling her, and I quote, "Are you too thick to work here?" End quote. So I don't really think you're in a position to be. No, it was.
I've never said that to anybody, so I don't know who you are, because I didn't know more than £52.60.
Well, you do, and this will go down a black spot against your credit.
I'll phone you back in 10 minutes, pal, okay?
Well, I won't be here to pick your phone up, so just give us the money just now. I can take the card over the phone.
Aye, that's what I'll do. I'll give you my card details in a new, pal, eh? Okay.
You start with a long card number first. Hello?
Hello?
I'm not just going to go away, so I could take by taking the long number on your card.
You're not the home hell of getting the long number, pal, eh? So just arrange yourself. I owe nothing.
Well, you do.
In fact, they owe me because they've never done the job right.
£52. All right, you tell me what we didn't do right. You tell me.
Everything. My tyres still not right.
Your tyres are perfectly fine. They were inflated. And we even replaced the dust caps, which you're going to have to pay for now.
I need more, pal.
We cleaned out your glove box as well.
Ah, you probably stole something today.
Well, there was nothing in it.
That's good then.
£37.75 plus we refunded the windscreen wipers. We shouldn't have done that, so it's £52.60 plus.
I need more.
We can go to court.
We'll go to court. But what day you want to make it? I'm off all week, so we can go this week. You pick a date and I'll come and meet you.
I'm picking this date now. How about that? April.
My birthday tomorrow, so I didn't want to date my birthday, so that'll be all right.
Right, well, I hope you have an absolutely birthday.
Well, so they are.
Because you are someone that's trying to bring this motor company down. I know all about you. I know you've got Michelle Milne in your life as well.
That's my daughter, aye.
That's right, yes. She's here with me just now, and she's the one that's embarrassed, black-fronted with you.
You must be in Magaluf, because that's where she's at, Henley, eh?
Great. Yeah, I'm right. There. So I'm actually the male stripper.
Well, you sound like a male stripper.
Yeah, I've got Michelle here too. Michelle Morrison. That's the name that she put on the request for the Pure Radio wind-up. So if she gets it wrong, I don't know. It's Robin Galloway here. Happy birthday when it comes, by the way.
Was it Robin? I listen to your wind-up all the time in the telly to you on the YouTube, though, eh?
Right, well, I'm going to start charging you for that.
That's good then. What was it, so £52.60?
£52.60, that was just for listening to the wind-ups.
Alan Dixon says he's listening to us from sunny Adelaide, South Australia.
Say a big hello to my two sisters.
It's a bloody
Lorraine
email
from Falkirk.
Why do people email
it? Because he lives in Australia.
Well, listen, Alan, it's universal. You can download the Pure Radio Scotland app. It's a much better way.
The guy gets in touch from the other side of the world. He can't even be appreciative.
His two sisters are Lorraine and June from Falkirk. Why did they not all go to Australia as well?
Why are they still here?
Why are you still here, girls?
Go, please. There's nothing left in Scotland.
I honestly think that Australia looks attractive. As a place to go.
Are you suggesting that intern Gary and I leave?
You guys, I mean, I was going to say you've got no ties, but you have, because obviously you're in relationships. You just need to dump them if they don't want to go with you.
Okay.
You're young, you got your whole life ahead of you. Go to Australia.
I want to move to Australia.
Amazing country.
Yeah.
What would you say if everyone who works for Pure Radio tomorrow comes in and says, oh, by the way, thanks for that advice, we're all moving to Australia?
I'll say, I'll drop you off.
I'll do the whole show by myself.
I mean, for me, Alana, I'm too old for that kind of thing. But for you young ones, oh, you want to go and be in the sunshine all the time. It'll be amazing.
Really will be. Like the age of 35, isn't it? You can move.
Yeah, they're crying out for people.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah, I'd looked into it a wee bit during lockdown.
Did you?
Looked into moving to Australia, that sort of thing.
So you might not have been here.
Yeah, exactly. But things fell into
You'd
place.
You'd have been outback, Gary. So, yeah. Instead of intern, Gary.
G'day.
G'day, mate. We've actually got Aussie Girl Rebecca coming on tomorrow. So, in fact, if you've ever thought of emigrating to Australia, speak to Aussie Girl Rebecca. We'll do a little phone in tomorrow.
Yes.
She's all for it.
Some Australia advice.
Now, let's speak to John. John, you're through to Aussie Girl Rebecca.
Hi, Aussie Girl Rebecca. I just wanted to ask you, what's it like in the winter time?
Oh, well, mate, it's hot enough to boil a monkey's bum.
What?
That's what they say in Australia, isn't it?
Do they? I've never heard that expression.
No, I don't know. I've not been.
Clearly.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.